This Shabbos, besides being Parshas Noach, it is also Rosh Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. And normally, and this is always, Noach is the first Parsha read as we enter the month of Ma'acheshvan, sometimes later, but it's always associated with the month of Ma'acheshvan. In fact, the story, the main story of the Parsha, which is about the Mabul, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as Rashi brings down here, happened in the month of Ma'acheshvan. This whole episode of the Mabul coming down on the 17th day of the Chodesh Hasheni and ending, and they come out of the Teva on the 27th day of Chodesh Hasheni, was all in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. What does this parsha have to do with Ma'acheshvan besides? Besides that, yes, the main event of the parsha does talk about an event that happened in the month of Ma'acheshvan. This parasha does discuss other events as well. And as we come to the end of the parasha, we have the story of the Dor HaFlaga. And then we're introduced to Avram Avinu, who's first called Avram at the end of the parasha. And the parasha ends off, Vayomos Terach B'choron. And Rashi tells us that the nun in the word Bechoron is hafucha, backwards, which tells us that until Avram, as Rashi ends off here, charoin afsho mokoim ba'olam, there's anger of Hashem in the world. What exactly does that mean? And why was it the letter nun that was chosen here to be turned around? Most Sifrei Torah do not have it that way. There are some old Sifrei Torah that have the nun written a little differently. The top part of the nun is facing the other way. There are different opinions what nun hafucha actually means. Rabbeinu Bachya brings down over here that this is from the Seudas HaTorah, large letters, small letters, turned around letters. He says, and these letters are hinted, great Seudas, certainly beyond our comprehension. But to try a little to make and to learn something out of why there's a nun hafucha at the end of this parasha. Now there's a very obvious and interesting contrast here between Noach and Avram Avinu. Now we all, of course, are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And Avram Avinu is the first of the Avos, Ein Koirin La'Avos Ela Shloish, as the Gemara says. Noach is not from the Avos. We don't consider ourselves Bnei Noach, although we do come from Noach, as the Mishnah says in Adorim. Bnei Noach refers to Goyim, Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov refers only to Jews, only to Am Yisrael. Yet when the Torah talks to us about Noach, it tells us that Noach was an Ish Tzadik Tomim, Eso Elohim Hishalach Noach, and Hashem himself tells him, Ki Oischaro Isi Tzadik Lefonai Badoir Hazeh. However, when the Torah mentions Avram Avinu for the first time, there's no such introduction. The Torah does not say Avram was an Ish Tzadik Tomim B'Doy Roisav. It's first later, after we learn about Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera, and it's obvious by that point already that we're dealing with a great person, that the Torah is Meshabeach Avram Avinu Ki Yedativ L'manach Sh'Yitzav Esbonav Esbeisoy Acharav Lasos Tzedaka U'Mishpat. But not the same shvachim that you find by Noach. And Rashi himself brings her at the beginning of the parasha. Ela told us Noach ish tzadik, that since we mention his name, we speak his praise. Shenema zecher tzadik livracha. Well, if that's the case, why aren't we doing that with Avram Avinu too? Avram Avinu should have also received such praise. And Avram Avinu is just mentioned here as a child of Terach. The Eila told us, Terach Hoyle as Avram, nothing about Avram. And then later Avram marries Sarai, and Terach takes Avram with him, and they leave Ur Kasdim, and the Ramban discusses over here the famous Medrash, the mysterious nefesh that Avram Avinu had to be thrown in, that he was cast into the fires, and yet the Torah does not elaborate about that, it's only hinted. And then we end off, Ayomas Terach Bechoron, and even the next parasha starts off, Ayomar Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, the first of the ten Nisyonis. There's no mention that Avram is a tzaddik, tomim, and certainly Avram was on a higher madrega than Noach. There's no one that holds that Noach was greater. In fact, the two opinions mentioned here in Rashi whether we expound the word b'dayroisav as praise or as ganai, that if Noach would have lived in a different generation, either he would have been greater or not, but no one says that he's greater than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was certainly greater. So why is it that the Torah is not Meshabeach Avraham Avinu, and it's Meshabeach Noach? And this parasha always read as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan means the answer to that question is associated with the month of Mar Cheshvan, as we will soon see. Now, at the end of the parasha, we read about, in previous years we discussed about Arichas, about the Teva and Teva's Noach, and these are shiurim that are online, if anyone wants they can hear them. So I don't want to repeat things that were said in previous years, so we'll discuss now a little more what it says at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha it says, Vayihichol ha'oretz sofa echos u'devarim achodim. And at one point everyone spoke the same language. Rashi says, Loshen HaKodesh, as the Balaturim says, sofa echos is begematria, Loshen HaKodesh. And then the pasuk says the following: Vayehi benosse om mikedem, and it was when they traveled from the east. Vayimtsu uvika, they found a valley in the land of Shinar, and they settled there. Now, Rashi quotes over. Rashi just says that the pasuk already told us before that the people lived in a place called Mesha. Vayehi moishavam mi Mesha. They were in a place that was called Har HaKedem. So here they left Vayihi Benosa Mikedem, and they found a valley, Be'eretz Shinar, which we know is Babylonia, Bavel, and that's where they settled. And this is, of course, where the Haflaga begins. This is where they decide to rebel against Hashem and build a tower, Nasa Lanu Shem, the story that everyone knows. And from there they are scattered and dispersed throughout the land. Alkein kara shema bovel, kisham bolal Hashem sfas kol haaretz. The Torah is ma'arich about this story. And the Torah tells us that Shinar is bovel, and that it's a valley, and was after they traveled from the east. Why is it important for us to know all these details? Now, at the beginning of the parasha, Rashi tells us that all those who died in the Mabel, which the Mabel, as Rashi says here, bilbel es hakol, confused. It mixed up the whole world, which is why we find monkey bones in Antarctica and polar bear bones in Africa, is because the entire earth, the Mabel churned everything around. That's why you find bones of animals that don't belong in certain places there, and that's why that all the scientists are busy with that, with the fossils, with the simple answers. Obviously, there was a Mabel, and that answers all the questions. And there Rashi says that all the bodies ended up in Bavel, which is deep, which is a valley, and therefore it's called Shinar, Sheninaru Sham Kol Meisei Mabel. That's where all the dead of the Mabel ended up falling. So Shinar is Sheninaru Sham Kol Meisei Mabel. And this we read as we make a major transition. We speak about this every year. The transition from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan is a very, very difficult transition, especially one who is absorbed, one who is in Ruchnius. There are some people maybe who are happy when Tishrei is over, but a Yid, an Erlich Yid, a Yid who appreciates what Chodesh Tishrei is all about, a month in which we have atonement, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, a month that we have such simcha like Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah and Hashanah Rabbah, v'chulu, a month that is called the Chodesh HaShevi'i, as the Medrash says, satiated with all different Yamim Tovim, Shvi'i, Milashin Soiva, a month that's called Yerach HaEisonim, the month of strong, powerful, a powerful month, powerful in observance of its mitzvahs, and so on. And now we enter a month, Mar Cheshvan, which the Navi calls Yerach Bul, a month in which there are trenches on the ground. Bul means Bul, Ha'aretz Nasa Bulin Bulin, because of the rain. A month that's empty, void of any yomtiv. How do we make that transition? Is very difficult. We're going seemingly from such a high to such a low. It's a tremendous yurida to have to go down into this month after we experience such a high in the month of Tishrei, in Chodesh HaShevi'i. And yet, what's interesting is that Dafka Mar Cheshvan is called the Chodesh HaShemini, the eighth month, which the number eight we know is a number associated with the supernatural. The number eight is the number associated with Yemais HaMashiach. The number eight is a number associated with Lamaila Minat Heva. L'manatzeach al hashminis, which is higher than Shvi'i. How could it be that in Mar Cheshvan we're higher than we are in Tishrei? Tishrei is the Chodesh HaShvi'i. Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh HaShemini. And in Sefer Yetzirah we're told that Mar Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun. The letter Nun normally is associated with, Nun is 50, Chamishim Sha'arei Bina. And yet, this is a month which we are now entering a time period with no Yom Tov whatsoever, back to work, back to the mundane. So that is all being told to us in this parasha. Not to feel any down, not to be this, not to despair, because we're going seemingly down into a mundane, simple month. Because on the contrary, this is where it all counts. The Tzvilat Tzadik, as the Bnei Yisoschus grandson, the Blujava, writes that Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roshem Nun Ches. The Roshem, the impression of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei, are first take effect in Mar Cheshvan. How do we know, in other words, that our Elul and our Tishrei, which together are 29 plus 29, is basically 58 days, Nun Ches, Noyach, Nun Ches. How do we know that the Nun Ches days of Elul and Tishrei were productive? Look at your Mar Cheshvan. If you continue to serve Hashem with the same intensity in Mar Cheshvan, and if all the resolutions that you took on yourself in Tishrei you keep in Mar Cheshvan, then you know that your Tishrei was a successful one. So Mar Cheshvan is Roshem Nun Ches. In this month, the 58 days either leave an impression or they don't leave an impression, depending what you really, how you really utilize those 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. So Mar Cheshvan is the test. Because in the month of Mar Cheshvan, without a Yom Tov, without all the spiritual high that we had in Tishrei, a Yid has to still stay that high, and despite all the trials and tribulations and the nesiyonos and all the difficulties that he encounters, especially as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, all that Shefa Ruchni is taken away from us. The Shefa Ruchni, all the spiritual flow that we experience in Elul and Tishrei, is no longer with us. Purposely so. Hashem takes it away and he says, now you're on your own. I want to see you serve me on your own. I want to see now, after all that I gave you, after all the koiches that I gave you in Tishrei, now you're on your own. Let's see you serve me on your own now. And let's see if you really meant what you said in Tishrei. Tishrei is associated with Kedem. Kedem is a word that is associated with Kedusha. Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem. We read in Parashas Bereishis, the last Shabbos in the month of Tishrei. Gan Eden mikedem. Ve'Elokim Malki mikedem. In the word Bereishis, Unkelus translates Bereishis as milekadmin. What is Bereishis, as we mentioned a few weeks ago? Bereishis, as the Baal HaTurim says, is Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis is the Oisius Aleph B'Tishrei. Milekadmin, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Back to the way it was. Kishonim Kadmoinios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to Kadmoinoi Shel Oilam. The one who was here first. The one who was always here. The one who preceded the entire universe. Kadmoinoi Shel Oilam. Hashem is Kedem. Tishrei is Kedem. We find in the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef is Ephraim, Menashe Ephraim is Tishrei, Kiyodua, Meirosh Harerei Kedem. Or as we read at the end of Parshas with Yosef HaBracha, Ma'oina Elohei Kedem, which this is read Tishrei time. Tishrei is the month of Kedem. When we enter Mar Cheshvan, we're leaving Kedem. We're going away now. We're going away from this holy, spiritual month of Tishrei, and we're entering a low, we're going into a valley. Mountains, we mentioned this in a different shir, that Yerushalayim, Horim Sovivla, Meirosh Harerei Kedem, that mountains remind the person that there's something above. Mountains bring us to Yerushalayim, that's why Hashem made it, that Yerushalayim is surrounded by a mountain. The Beis HaMikdash is on a mountain, Har HaMoiria, the Akedah took place there, Har HaMoiria. The Torah was given on a mountain, Har Sinai. Everything in Kedusha is associated with mountains. Tumah, on the other hand, Tumah doesn't want a mountain. Tumah wants a valley, a flat plain. No mountains. We're not interested in Yerushalayim. One of the reasons perhaps why the Mabul covers all the mountains, the Patsavayichusu, Kol HaHorim, they lacked in Yerushalayim. They didn't take the lesson that they were supposed to from the mountains. The Mabul comes and covers over all the mountains. So that's why the Pasuk tells us that originally they were living Boyacha Sfora Har HaKedem. Har HaKedem, mountain, and Kedem, Harare Kedem. Now they're leaving. Now the Medrash on this Pasuk and the Zayar HaKadosh also says they left Kadmoinai Shel Oilam. They went away from Hashem, who's Kadmoinai Shel Oilam. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't bring it here, but in Parshas Vayera, which we also read always in the month of Marchesh, when it talks about Loit and Avram, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Loit Mikedem. Loit leaves, travels from the east. And there Rashi tells us, Hisia Atzmoi Mikadmoinai Shel Oilam. Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Lech Lecha. Next week's parasha. Va'isa loit mikedem, hisiya atzmai mikadmayna shalaylam. There he does bring the chazal. Here he doesn't. But the medrash does say it on this pasuk, benosam mikedem, that the people of that generation left Hashem. They went away from Hashem. They went away from kadmayna shalaylam. And they found a valley, va'imtsu ubika, a place where there are no mountains. Be'eretz Shinar, which is Bavel. Va'yeshvusham, and that's where they settled. Now, in the Zayir HaKadosh, all this what I'm bringing down, that whenever it says Shom, Shom is Tumah. There, over there. I don't even want to say what it is. There. Like it says in the Haftarah of Parshas Bay, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Karu Shom Paray Melech Mitzrayim. Shom is Klipa. Shom is Tumah. Vayeshvu Shom. The people had a tremendous Yerida. They came down from the mountain. They found themselves a valley. They left the east, they left Kadmoinai Shel Oilam, and they settled Be'eretz Shinar. And there, what does the Torah call this place? Bavel. Bavel comes from the word Bilbul, which Bilbul means confusion, the opposite of clarity. And that's exactly what's happening now. In the month of Tishrei, we had clarity. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Mar Cheshvan is referred to in Navi as Yerach Bul. Bul is Bilbul. Like the Mabul was called Mabul, because it began in the month of Cheshvan, the month of Bul, because it was Mevalbel the world. It confused everything from top to bottom. Rashi says, Bilbul is called Olam. Because we're going now also in time, and the parashas that we read at a given time have to do with the time, as mentioned all the time. We're going from clarity to confusion. We're going from Yerach HaEsonim to Yerach Bul. We're going from Kedem into Bavel, Bilbul, Shinar. So what does that mean? What that means is that Hashem is testing us. What that means is that it's a Yerida L'Tzoyrech Aliyah. And that's where it counts. It counts that when a Yid is not in an atmosphere of Kedem, and when a Yid is not surrounded by mountains, meaning not surrounded by Yomim Tovim, and when a Yid is in a world of confusion, and he's able to make clarity out of it, and he's able to continue in his intense servitude of Hashem, as he did in Tishrei, that's where it counts, that's what it's all about. Meaning, Mar Cheshvan is really the purpose of why Hashem created the world, not Tishrei. Tishrei is the month in which we're given all the koiches to be able to deal with the world of Mar Cheshvan, to be able to deal with Yerach Bul, to be able to deal with the Irvuvia, with the confusion of this world. And that's where we grow. You grow when you're on your own. Like a child. A child that's being everything at the beginning is his parents are doing for him. When does he really grow? When do we really see his potential? When he's on his own. And of course he uses the koiches that were put into him by his parents. And on his own he becomes what he becomes. Now, what we find interesting here is, Noach, I didn't see that it says it's beferish. But I didn't see that it says it not beferish. So certainly you can say such an idea. The word tzaddikim in this world that were basically always tzaddik. They were always good. You find the Gemara even says, Amad v'shoslan b'chol dar v'dar. In every dar there are certain tzaddikim, whether it's Lamed v'av tzaddikim, that somehow, even when they're young, they're pure. They grow up in a pure atmosphere. They never mingle with the outside world. And they're sort of perfect neshamas that Hashem sends to the world, because it has to be that way. Usually it's because these neshamas have to perfect the world. Noach, it seems, was such a neshama. Noach was born into a world of, for him, there was a world of perfection. We don't find anywhere that Noach went through a tshuva, or Noach started off on the wrong foot, and then later he comes back. Doesn't say that about Noach. Noach's father was a tzaddik, Bepashas. His grandfather certainly was a tzaddik, Mesushelach. Mesushelach was considered the tzaddik of the generation. And it was, in fact, on the day that Mr. Shelach passes away, that Hashem tells Noach, Ki oischaro isi tzadik lefanai bador hazeh, which means now you're taking over, and you became the tzadik ador, now you have to go into the teva. We spoke about that on a different shir. So Noach was brought up in an atmosphere of Kedusha. In fact, the Medrash says Noach was born circumcised. One of the reasons that he's called Tamim is he had a bris. He's already perfect. He didn't have to really perfect himself. He was not influenced by the outside world. We don't find anywhere that they tried to tempt Noach, and to follow in their ways. We don't find that at all. So Noach was from beginning, he was in an atmosphere of Kedusha. So it sounded like, wow, he's so great, but that's not what Hashem wants. What Hashem wants, and what really counts, is when someone was not born that way, and when someone had to deal with an outside world. Noach didn't deal with the outside world. He stayed. We see even in this whole story, which Chazal don't speak very praiseworthy about Noach, that Noach stayed himself. He did not influence his generation. He was afraid that he would be affected in a negative way. So he did not go out to the people. He did not try to influence them. He didn't even daven for them. He felt they deserved what they got. He has his teva, his family. We're safe. Very good. We'll serve Hashem in our little ghetto. Either are Jews all over, or there are people all over that are sinning or doing the wrong thing. It didn't bother Noach. He felt, listen, everyone has to do what they have to do. It's not my obligation to go out to the people. And that's one of the reasons that Chazal say that if he would have been in the time of Avraham Avinu, he would have considered nothing. Because Avraham Avinu was the opposite. Avraham Avinu went out to the world. Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalo for his generation. Avraham is mispalo for Sodom. Noach doesn't do any of that. Hashem tells Noach in 120 years he's going to be a marble. You don't find anywhere that Noach said, please don't do it. Because Noach, he has his family, he's happy, and that's it. He serves Hashem. It doesn't concern him that the rest of the world is not. He felt that it's beyond, it's over, it's a lost cause. But Noach was always in an atmosphere of Kedusha. That's why he was able to be saved, but he cannot be the first patriarch. He is not the one that Am Yisrael comes from. Where do we, Avraham Avinu we see is not like that. That's why the Torah does not tell you that Avraham was a tzaddik and a tamim. He wasn't, because he was not born a tzaddik. And he certainly wasn't born circumcised. And Avraham Avinu was born into a family of idol worshippers, to the point that the Medrash actually says that Avraham Avinu was a ben nida. Avraham Avinu was born from impurity. Avraham Avinu was born, it came into this world betuma, not Noach. Noach came into the world betahara. Noach was always tahar and never had to deal with the outside world, which never influenced him in a bad way. And he had no tests. There's nowhere that we find that Noach had to go through nisyonis. Noach had no nisyonis. Who was the first that had to deal with nisyonis? Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Avraham Avinu esa nisyonis nisnasa Avraham Avinu ve'amad b'chulam. Doesn't say that about Noach. Noach did not have to go through any nisyonos. For Noach, everything was perfect. So, this is the lesson from Mar Cheshvan. Where did Avram grow? Avram grew from a matzav of Ra. Avraham was there when the Haflaga took place. The most prominent or the most commonly known opinion is that Avraham Avinu was 48 when he was Hikir as Boiroi. There's different, some say he was 3, because it says Ekev, Asher Shama Avraham. Ekev is 172, and Avraham lived 175 years, which means the first 3 years of his life, he was an idol worshiper, but for the rest of the 172 years of his life, he listened to what Hashem had to say. The Rambam writes he was 40. No one knows exactly where the Rambam gets that from, but the Rambam says he was 40. The Medrash, in other places, says he was 48. What year was Avram 48? We know he was born in 1948, the real 1948, the first, 1948. Now, how old would he be? 48, what year would 48 years be later? 1948 plus 48 is 1996. What happened in 1996? That's when the Haflaga happened. This story at the end of the parasha, Vayei b'nasa'a mikedem. They're traveling away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. They're leaving Kedem, Kadmayinai Shalolam. They're going away from the mountainous areas and they find themselves a valley, Be'eretz Shinar, Bavel, Bilbul, Haflaga, Kfira, the worst. Hashem scatters them all over. Vayofetz Hashem Oysam Misham Al Pnei Kol HaOretz was 1996. That's the year that Avraham Avinu recognizes his creator. It's not coincidental that the Chazal tell us that he was 48, and therefore if you figure out what year it was, it's obviously, no one argues with that, because for sure he was born in 1948. Do the math. That's why the Torah tells us all the Doiris and exactly how old they were when they died, as the Malbim writes, so that you should be able to know exactly what year everything happened. So there's no machlokes that Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. There's no machlokes that the Haflaga was in 1996. Like there's no machlokes that the Mabel was in 1656. And that Noach was 600 at the time of the Mabel. All this is calculated very clearly in these parishes of Bereshis and Noach, which is why the Torah tells to you in detail, although you would think it's not necessary to know. It is necessary to know for later on, for history. So the year that Avraham recognizes his creator, that means the year he comes to the truth, which he had to work very hard at that. He had to fight all the powers around him who were trying to influence him otherwise. And his main rival was Nimrod, who Nimrod is mentioned first in this parasha. Nimrod is mentioned before Avram. The Klipa comes before the Peri. The Tumah always comes before. Esav before Yaakov. Yishmael before Yitzchak. In this case, Nimrod before Avraham. He's the rival. Nimrod is the opposite of Avram. Avram is trying to bring the world to recognize that Hashem is one. Nimrod is trying to bring the world to rebel against Hashem. Al-Kenye Omer, Kegibar Tzayid, anyone who rebelled against Hashem was referred to as Nimrod. So, and Nimrod, as we all know, was trying to influence Avraham Avinu, and Nimrod wanted to have Avraham thrown into the fire, and Nimrod is a big idol worshiper, and all the stories that are told to us in kindergarten, which are based on Midrashim, they're true. What happened then with the idols, the whole story with Avraham Avinu, with his parents who brought him to Nimrod, so he was the rival, so he had to fight all of this himself, alone. The Pasuk tells us in Yehoshua, and we say this by the Haggadah, in Perek of David of Sefer Yehoshua, Be'ever hanohar yoshvu avoseichem me'oilam terach avi Avraham v'avi nohar. Eiver Hanohar. Eiver Hanohar is discussed right here in the parasha. The other side of the river. What's this other side of the river? Avraham Avinu was known as Avraham HaIvri because he was on the other side. And as the Medrash says, everyone was on one side and he was the loner, one person on the side of the truth, fighting the entire world. And he prevails and he wins. And eventually he wins over the people and he begins a whole movement. He has HaNefesh HaShe'asu B'chara, and that's continued in the next parasha. What's the Torah teaching us here? The Torah is teaching us here. Someone who was born in an atmosphere of Kedusha, which is very good and it's beautiful and all that. Noach was an Ish Tzadik Tamim. But he wasn't the one that we consider ourselves descendants of. B'nai Noach is the rest of the world. We, Am Yisrael, were put into this world to deal with a world that's difficult, that's challenging, that's full of Nisyonos. There's a lot of confusion, and that confusion began with the Chet Eitz Hadas Toi Vora, that there's good and bad mixed together, and it's very hard to be able to tell what's really good and what's not. That's why there's a Taich in Svarim, Sur Mei Ra Va'asei Toiv, doesn't just mean stay away from the bad and do good. It means stay away from bad that's mixed with good. Sur Mei Ra, together with Va'asei Toiv, because our job is to separate the Ra from the Toiv, which all happened and which all began because of Chet Eitz Hadas Toi Vara. So we're put in a world that is very confusing. Bul, Yerach Bul, Bilbul, Bovel, Shinar, Sheninah Rusham, Mesa. It's a valley, it's a low world full of decadence and immorality and confusion and heresy and apikursis and minus. And that's where we make something out of ourselves. By fighting it, by dealing with it, by fighting it, by staying away from it, by elevating it, whatever it is, all different avodas, how to deal with the outside world, how to deal with all the confusion. That's Avraham Avinu. He had to deal with this. He was born a Ben Nida. In fact, the pasuk says, "Mi yitein tohar mi tamei." That's Avraham Avinu. He was born tamei and he made himself tohar. Noach was always tohar. That's not a big deal. The big deal is "Mi yitein tohar mi tamei." The nun, the letter nun, can go either way. A nun is either nun sharei bina or it could be the nun sharei tuma. Charoi nafshel mokoyim. Rashi tells you, till Avraham Avinu, the nun was backwards. That means till Avraham Avinu, the world was sinking more and more into the nun sharei tuma. Avraham Avinu was the first one to turn the nun around from nun sharei tuma to nun sharei kedusha to nun sharei bina. Until him, there's charoi nafshel mokoyim. It's interesting. If you take the word mar cheshvan, it's not a Hebrew word. In fact, in Navi, it's called, as we said, either Yerach Bul or Chodesh Hashmini. But the word mar cheshvan is the word that's used to describe this month. We call it Chodesh either cheshvan or mar cheshvan. Many reasons why. Mar, bitter, or mar means droplets, kemar midali, the droplets of rain that begin in this month. It's the rain season. So if you take the word mar cheshvan, you have in it the word charoin, shom. Shom charoin. There's anger. That's how the parasha ends off here. Vayeshevu shom. They settled there. And then later, Terach takes Avraham to Choron, Vayavoyu at Choron, Vayeshevu Shom. And Rashi tells you that what's Choron? Charoin Afshel Mokoyim. Charoin and Shom is Mar Cheshvan, same letters. Mar Cheshvan is Shom, and it's Charoin Af, in contrast to Tishrei, which is Kedem, which is Kedusha, which is mountainous, which is surrounded by Yomim Tovim. But that's not the challenge. Hashem sends us into Charoin Afshel Mokoyim, and our job is to turn that around into the Beis HaMikdash. Charoin Afshel Mokoyim is B'gematria exactly, Beis HaMikdash. From Charoin Afshel Mokoyim, we make out of that a Beis HaMikdash. From Shinar is the letters Sha'ar Nun. From Shinar, we get to the Sha'ar Nun. Be'eretz Shinar is B'gematria Bereshis. Bereshis is Aleph B'Tishrei. That's Rosh Hashanah, that's Kedem. But Mar Cheshvan is Shinar. Yeah, Be'eretz Shinar or Mahapach. The Eretz Shinar is B'gematria Bereshis. That despite that we enter a month now with no Yom Tov, with not the same atmosphere as we had before. That's good for what Hashem wants. He says, I'm sending you down now. There's a big Yerida, but the purpose is in order that you should be in this Allah. The purpose is that you should elevate yourselves. Where do we learn that from? From Avraham Avinu. That's the lesson. The Torah is telling this to us and showing us the contrast between Noach and Avraham Avinu, that Avram is not described as Tzaddik Tamim, because he was not born that way. And he was not in an atmosphere of Kedusha his whole life. And he was not among believers, and he was among idol worshippers, and he himself was an idol worshipper, and he's a Ben Nida, etc., etc. And look what he made out of himself. Look what he turns himself into. Avram Ha'ivri, Me'ever HaNohar. Nohar is associated with Gan Eden. V'Nohar Yoitze Me'eden Lahashka Sagon, and Parashas Bereshis. So Nohar, which comes from the word Menaher, which means light, but Eiver Anam is the other side of the river. Like Nohar would be Tishrei, the Nohar Yoytze Me Eden. Mar Cheshvan is Eiver HaNohar. It's the other side. Eiver Miloshen Oiver. It's the month in which there's the fear that we're going to be Oiver. In Tishrei, no one was Oiver. People were not doing Averis, on the contrary. But Oiver, it's all the same. You have in this week's parasha also the word oirev. The oirev is the raven bird. The raven bird, Noach sends away from the teva, because the klipa of oirev, the klipa of the raven bird, the svarim bring down, is from the worst tumas. The raven bird is the only bird that doesn't feed its own young. That's what an achzor, the oirev, is. And yet the pasuk says that Hashem feeds the ravens anyway. V'levnei oirev asher yikrou. That's the chiddush. So Noach sends away the oirev. It was the only bird that mated with its mate on the teva, shimesh b'teva, so it had to leave the teva. The klipa of oirev, mar cheshvan is mazel akrav. So akrav, the kuf stands for klipa. Klipas oirev, klipas oiver. It's a month that we have to deal, the akrav itself, the scorpion itself, of course, is a creature that is associated with negativity. There's no one who will say, what a beautiful scorpion. A scorpion is ra. It has the word ra in it. Akrav is a stinging, dangerous creature associated with the wilderness. Mokim nochash sorav va'akrav v'tzimoyin asher ein moyim. The Yevonim were compared to the scorpions, and the Rishoyim were compared to the scorpions. The Yishma'elim are compared to scorpions. And this month is Mazal Akrav. So now this month, the Mazal, the name of the month, the type of month that it is, it means that it's associated with negativity. But that's where it counts. That's what Hashem does purposely. You got a Tishrei, I gave you 58 days. I gave 58 days that you were surrounded by total Kedusha, where you were able to have every type of Yom Tov you want, and you made all these resolutions. Okay, now you're going to have to go now where it really counts. Without all of that, let's see you make something out of yourself. We find at the beginning of the parasha, it says that Noach, that Noach went together with Hashem, but Rashi tells us, but Avraham, it says, Hishalech lefonai, Asher salachti lefonav. So Noach needed support, Rashi says. But Avraham, ayim eschazek umahalech betzitkoi me'elov. So the Svarim is brought down. That means Noach was zoicha to isarusa de la'elo. He had Hashem helping him all the time. He had isarusa de la'elo. Hashem was with him all the time. He wasn't the chosen one yet to be the beginning of Am Yisrael. Avram Avinu, however, ayim eschalech betzitkoi me'elov. Avram didn't have that support. He did it on his own. He isarusa de la'sata. It came from down below. That's where it really counts. He didn't have that. He didn't have that support. He didn't have that isarusa de la'elo. That's why he is the first. He is the one, and we all come from him, and therefore we have to be like him. And as we enter the month of Marcheshvan, the Chodesh HaShemini Davka, the fact that it's called Shemini means, because it's in this month that you can reach the Darga of Shemini. It's in this month, it's created with the letter Nun. It's in this month that a Yid can reach the great heights of the Shar HaNun. Shinar is Shar Nun. The Parsha this week mentions the names of all the 70 nations. All the 70 nations are in Parshas Noach. Goygu Magog. Magog is here too. All the nations. Because as we enter the month of Marcheshvan, now we have to deal with the nations. We have to deal with the Pirud, Misham Yiporeid, Misham Hefitzam Hashem. We were in a month of Achdus. Vayikol Ha'oretz Sofa Echos, Lashon HaKodesh. Tishrei is Lashon HaKodesh. Marcheshvan is dealing with the Ayin Umos. That's why Tishrei is Ephraim and Cheshvan is Menashe. What's the difference in Ephraim and Menashe? Exactly that. Ephraim only dealt with Kedusha. Ephraim spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Ephraim was not an interpreter. Ephraim, it says, was Rogalei Tzal Aviv B'Talmud. So he was always learning with Yaakov Avinu. Again, he was surrounded with total Kedusha. Menashe, on the other hand, is the Melitz. Menashe is the one who the go-between between Yosef and the brothers, because he didn't know who they were. So he's the one who's interpreting the language of Egyptian into Lashon HaKodesh, vice versa. That's the Avodah of Marcheshvan. The Avodah of Marcheshvan is to turn the Lashonos Ha'amim into Lashon HaKodesh. And in a way, that's a higher darga. We know that Yosef and Yaakov had a dispute. Who's greater? Is Menashe greater, or is Ephraim greater? Yaakov said Ephraim is greater, even though he was younger. Tishrei comes before Marcheshvan. But on the other hand, Menashe is really greater. Having to deal with the outside world and with the challenges and being able to combat, even though it's not for everyone and it's better that one stays in the atmosphere of Kedusha and not go out, but on the other hand, one who does go and is able to elevate the outside world and deal with it and combat it and come back pure is higher. So in a way, Menashe is higher. The two different Drachim and Avodas Hashem, the Ostrovtsa, wrote a sefer, Meir Einei Hashem. So the Ostrovtsa has a pirush on Chumash where he writes that the machloikas between Yosef and Yaakov as to which who was greater is the famous machloikas Beshamai Beshillel and others. What's greater, Sur Meira or Asay Toiv? What comes first? Pasuk says first Sur Meira and then Asay Toiv. Menashe is Sur Meira. Kinashani Elohim, a lotion of forgetting, staying away, staying Gid Hanosha, to remove oneself. Menashe means to remove. Remove yourself from bed. Ephraim is Hifrani Elohim. That's Asay Toiv. So the Pasuk says Sur Meira, and then Vasay Toiv. So Lechayra Yosef is right. Menashe should be before Ephraim. But Yaakov saw that later generations that they're not going to be able to do it that way, because if you're going to have to wait till everyone gets rid of the Ra, you'll never end up doing anything. So he said, Asay Toiv should come first. That's the Shita of Beis Hillel. A lot of Sfarim bring this down, and the Ostrus says it clearly in a sefer from Parshas Vayechi. So Menashe is Sur Meira. In Tishrei, there's no Ra. There's no Ra to remove yourself from. What Ra? It's a month that's total Kedusha. Noach did not have to deal with any Ra because he was totally separate from the Ra. Noach is ish tzadik tamim. There's no Ra. When you enter the month of Marcheshvan, you have to deal with the Ra. You have to deal with Charoi Nafshel Magoi. You have to deal with Bavel. You have to deal with Bilbil. You have to deal with Akrav. You have to deal with Shom, with Bika. There's no mountains. It's Vayhi Benosam Mikedem. It's so that's the avodah of Sur Meira. That's Menashe. So and now that we're holding there and we're on our way into the month of Marcheshvan, this is the avodah for now. The avodah for now is to have to deal with all of the negativities. Now, for Bnei Torah, for people who are in yeshiva, it's the month that we start learning. So they're going to the teva of Noach. They're surrounded by Kedusha, so they don't really have to deal with it so much. But for most people, for the layman, for the working individuals, those do have to go out into the world, even for the yeshiva bachur, it's still not the same like Chodesh Tishrei. It's not the same atmosphere. So the avoda now is to have to deal with the outside world, to elevate it or to stay away from it, whatever the avoda is, however one feels he can handle this month. But certainly this is the avoda of Maar Cheshvan, is what really brings out the true essence of every yid, is revealed more in Maar Cheshvan than in the month of Tishrei, where everything is given to us on a silver platter. Because that's Esol Lekim is Halach Noach. But now it's Asher Salachti Levanov, like Avram, on his own, without any Isairus. The Isairus is taken away from us, and now we got to be Messiah ourselves. So here we see that Avram is greater than Noach, and Avram makes himself the first of the Avos, the first of the first Yehudi Harishon, who is not born into an atmosphere of Kedusha. On the contrary, and he's the one that pierces all the Nisyonis, and from him we come, and that's the Avoda now during this time. So now that it falls out this year is exactly that this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Maar Cheshvan, which the Rosh is Koil, the entire Chodesh. The entire Chodesh is included in the Rosh of the Chodesh, which this year is the day that we read the entire Parshas Noach, which has 153 Psukim, which the siman to remember how many psukim it is Bitzalel. Bitzalel is Bigamatria 153, and that's how many psukim this parasha has. What's the idea? Bitzalel is Bitzel Kael. We all sat in the Tzel of Hashem in the month of Tishrei. We were all sitting, as we say in the Nusach, Bitzila de Mehemenusa. Can we still be Bitzel Kael even in Maar Cheshvan? Even when you go out of the sukkah? Even without the Lulav and the Esrog? Without Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The answer is yes. A Yid could create his own sail wherever he is. His Betzel Kael. Dafka, this parasha is called Betzel Kael. When we are going out of the sail, we're leaving the sail of the Sukkah. It's Benosam Mikedem. We're leaving it. We're leaving, at least it looks like, Bechitzonius, we're leaving Kadmayna Shalayim. And Dafka here, a Yid creates his own sail. That's where it really counts. So we should be Zeicher to utilize all the directives of the parasha, therefore all the details here, therefore on the Geya to know the Kedem and the Shinar and the Bavel and the Bikka and the fact that they're leaving the mount of this area, this all has to do with Tishrei, Maar Cheshvan, the time period, the transition that we're making between these 2 months, and the fact that Avraham Avinu was on a much higher level than Noach because he has to deal with it, and he's not born into an atmosphere of Kedusha. That itself is the chizuk for us, that a person has to know, no matter what his background or her background were. Doesn't matter. Look at Avram Avinu, Avinu Harishon. May Eiver HaNohar Yoshvu Avoy Seichem. He was on the other side of the Nohar with the most impure background that one can imagine. And look what he made of himself. So there's no excuse. No one could say, yeah, but my parents were this, or my grandparents were that, or look where I grew up, or look what I have to deal with. Well, if you look at Noach, maybe you're right. But you look at Avraham, it's the opposite. Avraham is not called Avraham until much later. Behi Bara'am, Chazal Darshan is Oisius Avraham. Behi Bara'am. Because Avraham was a Briya Chadosh. Avraham recreated himself. Totally. Noach doesn't create himself. Noach is the whole time he's like that. Avraham had to recreate his entire existence, that whatever his past is gone. We don't say the word Einiklich of Terach. Where Enoch Avram, it's like it didn't exist. The 20 Doris before Avram did not exist. One of the reasons why Avram was an Okar and Sarah was an Akar, about his Sarah Akar Ein Lavolod, so that their children were Nisim. Their children were not natural. It wasn't possible Apitev that they could have children. So therefore, it was Nis, which by every year it's like that. Because to show that their connection to the past has been severed. There's no Shaychas. Terach is not the grandfather. It's a new creation. Avraham is the first Yid. Avraham is the first person. He's like Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. It starts from him. So all the Doris, Asara Doris, may Adam till Noach and then Noach till Avraham are sort of wiped away, and it starts with Avraham Avinu, who's Oymid ben Azoyim, Amad Bechulam, and that's where we come from. And that's what we have to emulate. We should be zeicher to do all of that and have a Chodesh Sameach. Yalkut Shemayni tells us in Malachim, we mention it every year, that the third Beis Hamikdash will be dedicated in the month of Maar Cheshvan. It doesn't say built, dedicated. Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi will be dedicated Dafke and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, as the Yalkut says. It's the only month that has no Yom Tov whatsoever. Every other Yom Tov, every other month has some sort of Yom Tov. Tishrei goes without saying. Kislev is Chanukah. Teves is also the beginning of Chanukah, and you have Asara B'Teves, which will turn into a Yom Tov. Shvat, you have Tu B'Shvat. Adar, you have Purim, and Nisan, you have Pesach, and Iyar, you have Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer. Sivan, Shavuos, Tammuz, even Tammuz, Shavuos, but Tammuz is going to be a Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov. Chamisha Asar B'Av, Elul, the whole Elul is a Chodesh of Tshuva. What's Mar Cheshva? Nothing. Yerach Bul, empty month, rain, dreary, boring. So it says that Mar Cheshva complained, said to Hashem, like, how come you didn't give me anything? So Hashem says, you'll get what no other month will get. You will get Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi. The same thing we find by Chanukah. Kislev was upset because the second Beis HaMikdash was completed in Kislev. I'm sorry, the Mishkan was completed in Kislev, but they didn't dedicate it until Nisan. That's what Hashem said, to wait to Nisan. So Kislev was upset. So Hashem said, don't be upset, you're going to get a different Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, which was Chanukas Bayis Hasheni, whatever, because that's when the Chanukah actually took place. So Kislev got back what it deserves. Mar Cheshvan will get what it deserves. Mar Cheshvan will get Chanukas Bayis Hashlishi. And Dafka, why? Because this is the month where all the challenges and all the Nisyonos, the most difficult month of it. You go from such a high to such a low. It's very easy to fall and to become depressed. And depression, of course, can lead to the worst things. So therefore, we need these stories, these parashiyos that we read now to give us chizuk. But the teachers, Adarabba, it's from here that a yid is nis'ala, like what happened to Avraham Avinu, which should all be zeichet to be nis'ala, and to be zeichet to the Chanukas Bayis HaShlishi, that should be this year, mamish. We know we're holding down a very, very big year, a year of a Kates. Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlit a few weeks ago spoke in Queens. He speaks about it constantly. The Kates of the Balatanya, which is also brought down in other svarim. V'yasva elef u'shva hameyos v'chamisha v'shivim is hey elef chamisha v'shiv. That's 5,775. It's merumas in that pasuk. We mentioned it many times. We should talk about zoicha. This week you have tzoyhar ta'aseh la'teva. A few times the word ta'aseh. Ta'aseh is tovshin ayin hey. We should be zoicha taka. The teva we know is the remes to the Beis HaMikdash. That we should be zoicha to the teva, to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, in the year of Ta'aseh, the year we're in now, in this great year of Shemitah, despite what we see going on around us, all the negativities. The time we're in now is like some sort of one big bull, one big Yerach bull, Mazel Akriv, Bilbul, and Irvuv, v'chulu, and everything that we see going on. Adarab, a yid that strengthens himself and can be Nisala Dafka during a time like now. We should talk about zoicha to Karuchas Bayis HaShlishi. It should be immediately.